You're listening to The Sean Salisbury Show. Follow the show on Twitter at S. Salisbury Show.
Well, it is Max's birthday today.
Him or Z.
Danny asked if we could throw out a happy.
Welcome back to SB Nation Radio and 1560 AM here in Houston. As we go through devastation, there's people making a difference all over the country. And we're grateful and fortunate to be joined by, well, one of the best running backs. And right now, the NFL's highest paid running back, and deservedly so, Pro Bowler, Atlanta Falcons, Devontae Freeman joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. My man, we appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, you got an interesting thing going on. You're teaming up with Kirk Herbstreit and one of your teammates, Courtney Upshaw, who is an Alabama standout and a current teammate of yours in Atlanta. You obviously from Florida State. We got a huge game with Florida State and Alabama right there in Atlanta this week. And so you're teaming up with Allstate, Kirk Herbstreit, who's obviously the best college football announcer on the planet. You, Courtney, and Kirk will be teaming up as today we get prepared for that game. But with Allstate, in the Allstate to go all hands in to give back to the Atlanta community, football legends and Allstate rally fans from both sides are going to come together and volunteer side by side at the local Boys and Girls Club ahead of the Florida State versus Alabama matchup. So tell me what you guys are doing and why you put this together.
So basically, we just building, bringing both teams, both sides, together for a good cause, and that's I think we should all be together, especially what. All going on. We're teaming up with Allstate, me and Courtney Upshaw, and like you said, Herbstreit. We all just teaming up and, building the garden, and I think it's a good cause. It's basically just bringing everyone together.
Okay, so what does this garden provide in Atlanta, Devontae?
I can't hear you.
I said this, the garden that you're building, it's going to help the community. What does it provide by doing this? What's it going to do for the city of Atlanta?
I just think it's for a good cause at the moment. You know what I mean? Bringing people together, because I feel like that's what it's all about. It'll be a college garden, just something, where all us, get to go. It'll be like history and stuff, and we just get to go and, hang out and see, what was built, And it'll just be like, everybody come in town, and that'll be another tourist spot. But I think it's a good cause, especially for what everything America's going through right now.
No question about it. Stand shoulder to shoulder, side by side, arm in arm, and everybody dig in. And you're exactly right, not only in just communities but around the country. This is a great thing. You and Courtney Upshaw and Kirk Herbstreit and Allstate, the Allstate to go, all hands in to give back to the Atlanta community. And we're joined by Devontae Freeman, who will be a big part of that right here today, Friday, September 1st. Kirk Herbstreit, Courtney Upshaw, and Devontae Freeman. Devontae, as we switch to football, my man, well, tell me your first thought when they walked into you and said, "Here's this contract," and your agent says, "We got a deal done." What was your first thought? Not a bad gig. $41.25 million. The Pro Bowler. You were in the Super Bowl last year. How'd that feel when you got that first initial? I'm putting my name on the dotted line.
It felt good. It felt good. It just made me. I'm just thankful. But it don't change nothing for me. I still do everything I've been doing every day. I live my everyday life. It just helped me secure my family a lot more. I could pay for my little sister's colleges, before they attend college. One of my little sisters is 6 years old, so I'm paying for her college in the next couple of weeks. And my other sisters, I got three other sisters. I'm going to finish paying off their college and stuff like that. So it just helped me, secure my family and, help them fulfill their dreams and stuff. But now I get to, it's a deep breath I get to take and just go out and just play football. And now it's all about how can I be the best or be a Hall of Famer one day.
Well, you were drafted in the fourth round in 2014. You've been to a Super Bowl. You get this new contract. So explain to me, after a fourth round pick gets taken, and probably as everybody does think that, I'm better than a fourth round pick. Talk to me about the time you've put in mentally, physically, and emotionally to make yourself one of the better backs in this league.
It's all about knowing your body, knowing yourself, pushing yourself to the limit. Never settle for nothing. I always had a big chip on my shoulder because I was always one of the ones that was told I couldn't do something. you know, because of my height, my size, and just all that stuff that's irrelevant. So I always wanted to, you know, not prove people wrong because people are going to have their own opinion, but just prove to myself and accomplish everything, you know, that I want to accomplish. And, you know, people that's in similar situations like me, I want them to, you know, I want them to be able to look themselves in the mirror and understand and know that anything is possible. You know, no matter what circumstances you're in, no matter where you started, how you started, anything still is possible. And I think that's going to help the youth one day.
Atlanta Falcons Pro Bowl running back Devontae Freeman joins us here as he teams with Allstate, Courtney Upshaw, and Kirk Herbstreit in the Allstate to go all hands in to give back to the Atlanta community. Joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. We talk about hangovers, Super Bowl hangovers, 28-3. I know the reminders have been out there a lot. How long did it take you and your team to get over it, and are you over it, and how do you get over it to move on to the 2017 season?
To be honest, I realize football is just a monopoly game. And the reason why I say that, because I just lost my grandma. I never get to see her again. Hopefully, I'll be able to play multiple games. And that's how I look at it. It's another challenge for us to just go out there and try to get back to where we can get at. And right now, at this point, Super Bowl is always the number one goal, but it's not a factor right now. It's just all about taking care of Chicago Bears game one. And, you know, we get 1% better in each game. We try to get better and better and better. But I just lost someone very, very important that I'll never see again in my life. So that's hard to get over more than a Super Bowl loss.
Well, very sorry for the loss of your grandmother, and we appreciate you also taking time to talk and share that story with us. How has your head coach approached this? You know, you guys were so close. How you approach it your way. How's the head coach approach this during training camp with your team? Not just the physical side, but the mental side to be able to move forward?
It's football. You know, it's wins and losses. It comes with the game. Everything you do, everybody done took a loss. You know, it just, the loss we had in the Super Bowl, it was just, you know, it was worldwide. Everybody saw that loss. You know what I mean? When you're coming up for college, you know, there's something that you're going to make a mistake. You know, it's all about moving on, short-term memory. And our coach just approaches like every day. It's another game, another year. We're evaluating, so you can't get in that comfort zone. And we work hard. We compete all day and work hard with each other. And that's what I love about the team that I'm on.
All right, Devontae, what's the plan for tomorrow night? Because, of course, your Florida State Seminoles taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide. A couple of your teammates, of course, played for Alabama, Julio Jones, Courtney Upshaw, who you're doing this great work with. How much smack have you been talking to them this week, and will you be on the sideline tomorrow night?
It might be a surprise. I don't know. I might don't. You got to look, man. If you see me now, I need that camera on me.
How much smack have you been talking to Julio?
No. We don't really talk smack against each other like that. You know, we don't really, you know, make a bet or anything, nothing like that. Because, like, me and him don't bet against each other. Like, we got that, you know, that bond, like that brotherhood bond and stuff like that. And the same with Courtney Upshaw. We just want to enjoy the game and, talk a little bit, but nothing too major, nothing crazy.
Is Florida State capable of being the national champions this year from what you've seen and know?
I think they got a good chance. You know, I feel like the sky's the limit for them, too. They got a young team, a young development team. I just feel like if they all come together and work, you know, I feel like the sky's the limit. Them and also Alabama, too. You know, the things that Nick Saban do over there is unique. You know, he's one of the best coaches in the collegiate level for a reason. So, you know, you got to respect what he do and also what Coach Jimbo Fisher do.
Running back Devontae Freeman of the Atlanta Falcons joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Kyle Shanahan, obviously, it made his mark. You guys were as high-powered as any offense we've seen in a long time. He's gone. Steve Sarkisian in as offensive coordinator. What kind of changes, major or minor, have been made, and what's the difference between the two?
Nothing, really. This is going to be my third year in this offense. This is going to be Sarkisian's first year in his offense. And this was Cal been running the offense he's running now since forever. So, you know, of course, you know, you probably could say Cal maybe was a – he understood his offense. Not like Sarkisi coming in and calling someone else plays, you know what I mean? So it's a little different, you know. So it's all the parts that we just got to go out and see and execute whatever Sarkisi call. You know, we're going to execute it to the best of our ability.
All right, let's go back. You're the offensive coordinator. It's 3rd-and-1 in the Super Bowl. What play would you have called?
I don't even really want to get into that. I'm passing right now.
I would have handed it to you. That's just me, though. It's easy to do from a distance, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, you just leave it in the past and just move on. The next day is, you know, you look back, it's a thousand things. I feel like I could say I could have did better. And a lot of us feel that same way. So, you know, we just learn from it and just move on.
As we let you go, last question, a brutal division. What's the one thing this team needs to do better to get back to the Super Bowl and win it this time?
Well, we don't need to do nothing better. I mean, we need to do everything better to get 1% better. You know, I feel like you'll never stay the same. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And I think if we're going to get better every day and stay consistent and do what we do, we trust in our plan. We got guys that's coming out there competing. Got a bunch of young guys that's hungry, including myself and including all the other starters. You know, we know we're on a mission and we got somewhere to go at. So we full focus on the season.
Well, I imagine you guys are hungry as could be as well, and it should be a great start not only to the NFL season but also to the college football season with Florida State taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide in Atlanta. Again, it's Devontae Freeman representing Allstate in the Allstate to go all hands in to give back to the Atlanta community today along with Kirk Herbstreit. And with teammate Courtney Upshaw, who's an Alabama, former Alabama standout. You guys are doing great things. I know with the Boys and Girls Clubs and all the volunteers and food banks, you'll go shoulder to shoulder and bring people together. You're doing great things, man. Congratulations on the new deal. Congratulations on one hell of a season and start to your career and what you're doing with Allstate. And have a healthy season this year, my man, and go back and see if you can get back in there again.
Okay, I will. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Devontae Freeman, thanks again, and good luck, bud. This is the Sean Salisbury Show. It's Brian Barrett. It's Adam Sager, Sean Salisbury, and Bobby Beats right here on the Sean Salisbury Show on SB Nation Radio.